right, guys. What's going on? This is Cult of Riffs. You're listening to on BFF.FM. I am DJ Titan, and my partner over here is DJ Moonfly.
Oh.
We have a special treat today. We are interviewing the black metal band Vaughn from San Francisco. For those of you who don't know Vaughn, if you do listen to our station, I'm assuming you know who Vaughn is. But if not, Vaughn was a black metal band from San Francisco. It started in, what, their late 80s?
Like 87?
Yeah, they were basically the first American black metal band. And before them, there really wasn't any black metal American scene or anything. And then they kind of were short-lived. They did like 3 demos, broke up, and then in recent years they've reunited, and now they're doing new albums, or I guess like they did 1 new album, and then this is their 2nd newest album, right, I believe?
Yeah.
And it's not out yet, but we are going to be previewing 2 tracks today, right here on Cult of Riffs. All right, guys, Cult of Riffs here. We got a special treat for you today. We have an interview with a member of the black metal band Vaughn, who are originally from San Francisco. They've recently been reincarnated back in 2010, and they have a new album coming out coming up here soon. I think 2015. We have Tony on the line here, the drummer. We're gonna cut to him right now. Hold on 1 second. First time doing this, Tony.
What's up, son?
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
What's up, Tony?
How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for being on Cult of Riffs. It's our first time doing a phone call on the air, so bear with us.
Nah, that's tight, man. Thanks for having me.
Cool, man. Well, we'll cut to the questions now. So, your name's obviously Tony. What's your other name?
Well, I mean, I'm Dirty Fucking Pistols, whatever that means. So.
Yeah. How'd you get that name?
That was a project that Jay was doing way back when he was in the rap game doing a bunch of shit with producing motherfuckers and shit. And basically when I hooked up with Jay, he was just like, well, you're fucking Dirty Fucking P now. And I was like, okay. And he goes, yeah, that's your black metal name. And I just laughed and was like, all right, well, that's clever.
Yeah, yeah. So Venian, right? How do I pronounce it? Venian? Jay?
Yeah, it's Venian. Yeah.
Venian?
Well, I mean, actually, you should bark it. It's Venian is how he tends to produce that. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's Jay.
Yeah, so. Jay. He's been there since the get-go, right? He's the curator of it all.
Basically, yeah. I mean, he's the cat that started the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, word. And we're from SF, so he was originally living here, right? In San Francisco back in the day.
Yeah, where are you guys at in San Fran?
My buddy DJ Moonfog Kirk over here, he lives in the Mission District. I live in the Inner Richmond District, so.
Oh, right on, Mission District. Yeah, that's Jay's old stomping grounds, man, when he was a kid riding his big wheel around hanging with his gangs and shit.
Oh, word.
Hell yeah.
Cool. So, let's see. So, you're the drummer on Vaughn, right?
Yes, sir.
Great. How long ago did you hook up with Jay?
I mean, I would say it was sometime mid-February of 2012. I was working with some other cats, and when he was doing the first couple records, Satanic and 7 Billion, the cat that was playing drums on that, Charlie Fell, awesome drummer, really good musician, he couldn't continue on. So the cat that I was working with in my last band, he was running the studio session. So I just got a call up to be like, yo, want to do a studio gig? And mm-hmm. I was like, of course, because that's just my jib. I mean, I've been playing for a minute. So I went down there, and because Jay flew up to Chicago to record with Charlie, and yeah, we just hit it off, man. I mean, he's a cool kid, and yeah, and from there we proceeded to do what we're doing now.
So did you were you a fan of Vaughn before you joined, or was it kind of like a new thing for you, or
I had no idea who the hell that motherfucker was. At all. Like, yeah. I'm just one of those cats where, you know, I stretch out, man. As a drummer, you just get gigs and you just do what you got to do. And the cat that was in my last band drove me down to the studio because I didn't have a ride at the time. And he basically gave me the full legacy of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, well, I don't know who this motherfucker is. But based on a lot of people I've run into in the black metal world, I was like, oh, this is a black metal dude. Okay. So I didn't really know what to expect. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like a lot of these cats are real pretentious.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
So when I walked in there and I met him, I was just like, damn, seriously? And we hit it off. And he just, you know, gave me the jib on the whole thing. And, you know, I mean, he never set out. I mean, when he originally did what he did, it wasn't black metal.
Mm-hmm.
He was just playing like punk thrash shit, like real fast shit, real aggressive shit.
Totally.
And
yeah.
Then everybody took what he did and then turned it into what they're doing. Like, you know, the whole, you know, clown paint and all that shit that they do, you know, which is cool. You know, I mean, do your thing. But like, that's never what he was about. And so when he realized that they took his jams and made it into what they were doing, he was just sort of like, I don't really understand.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask, but you, this is Kirk, by the way. I was going to ask you, Tony, but you more or less answered it. But yeah, I was going to ask if you considered Vaughn even a black metal band at this point, and whether you fucking care. I mean, or whether it's a black metal band or not.
You know, here's the thing. I would have to say, as modern black metal is in the genre that it is turned into, I think a lot of those cats don't consider us that.
Yeah.
I think that we're definitely a dark rock band.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, definitely the things that we're talking about are dark or black, however the fuck you want to, you know, deem that. You know, I mean, a lot of those cats now, they're talking about things that, you know, it's just like, you know, fantasy-oriented things, you know, like the devil and shit like that, whereas, you know, we're talking about real shit, like the devil inside man.
Right.
And, you know, just the darkness inside man and reality around us, you know what I mean? So there's definitely a dark tinged we're doing.
Yeah,
but,
at least
you know, I mean, we're just talking about, like, real-ass shit.
Yeah.
In front of our eyes type of thing, you know?
Yeah, I understand. So, I mean, also, do you think that, like, the current incarnation of Vaughn with you guys has like any connection to the way Vaughn started and like what it was about then, other than what you just said, like thematically, I guess, but like, or do you consider yourself kind of a new, entirely new thing?
No, I mean, it's not new. It's just that, you know, the vision of what this band is started long ago when Jay had, you know, when he originated the thing. And it's all chapters in a book, basically, you know. So he never set out to make, you know, most bands, they make a record and then they make another record that's the same and then another record that's, you know, technically the same. But, you know, they progress, you know, in a way, but it's shit. But yeah. He never set out to do that. It was all about, like, each record is a chapter in the evolution of, you know, what the band is, what he created. So, I believe that it definitely connects with the original. It's just that we're not making, you know, 10 records that are Satanic Blood.
Right.
You know,
right.
That was the beginning, and then this is the progression to now.
Totally.
You know, I mean, it's a story to be told, as opposed to most bands just make a record and make a record and make a record. Like, each one of these, like, if you listen to them all in a row, it has a sensible reasoning behind it.
Gotcha. Makes sense. I think we should play the first track now.
Yeah,
and then...
do you guys want to... Yeah, let's see. I guess we're going to cut to the track now, and then we'll talk a little bit more before the next track, but I think we're going to play The Culling. Is that cool with you, Tony?
Yeah, right on.
And I think we're going to try to get on the line with the guitar player, too. Looks like he was calling Kirk. We didn't really have a chance to cut over. But yeah, so we're gonna play the culling, and then we'll get back to you, Tony.
Right on.
And thanks for calling in. All right, Cult of Riff listeners, this track is called The Culling off of the new album, Birth of the Architects, off of the new Vaughn record. Thanks for listening. Cult of Riffs.
Let me tell you a story. In 2003, in my patient, in my free medical practice, who was a head of state, one day he said, you know, it's almost time. Thank you.
All right, guys. Cult of Riffs.
What's up?
So we got Tony back on the line. And we also got Carter, the guitar player.
How's it going, Carter?
I'm all right.
Cool. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions that we kind of already asked Tony. Okay. But first off, what were you doing before Vaughn? How'd you get involved with Vaughn? And also, what do you do in Vaughn?
I play guitars for Vaughn, some backing folks when Vanya needs it. The way I got involved was me and Tony have been jamming for about, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. I got my band, The Hang Union, out here, so we get together and do that in Chicago. And we've just been, playing together for 7 years or so. So Tony hooked up with Vanian, and they started talking. They were going through guitarists weren't working out, and Tony basically dropped my name to him and was like, yeah, I know a guy who can he can play anything. So
hey, Tony,
they show in New York, and I was locked in for the Europe tour after that. So
yeah, cool. So just wondering what you thought of, like, black metal at all, if you think Vaughn has any connection to black metal anymore, or, like, what it means, you know, for you, if you think you guys are a black metal band still, or are you just doing your own thing?
I mean, I'm just, it's Vanian's story, you know, it's his album that he's putting out, so I'm just trying to get into the, same headspace that he's in when he's asking me to do the guitars, because he's got this, like, vision for the albums, you know, so I just do my best to deliver with that. As far as, like, what people think about the genre or whatever, I mean, I don't really know. Whatever people think about it is what they think about it.
Right.
I've always been inclined towards just the darker side of art. If that includes Satanism and just, you know, negativity and evil, like, I've always thought that the art that explores those types of things is a lot more interesting than that which explores the lighter side of things. And I feel like it's important to give a voice to things like the occult and evil and Satanism and stuff like that. So as far as that goes, I find black metal to be interesting just because it kind of takes that to the extreme. But I appreciate any art that that inclines towards the dark side. So it doesn't really matter to me if it's, you know, black metal or or whatever it is that makes black metal what it is. You know, single notes and tremolo picking or whatever. Yeah. And shitty production value. I like that stuff too. You know, I don't think in terms of genre. Like, I just think about music and art and sounds, and try not to get caught up in that kitsch. It's kind of like, it's just like magazine babble to me. It's like a critic who wasn't involved with a band is trying to call it something when it doesn't need to be defined, you know?
Totally. Yeah, that makes sense. And then I was also asking Tony this, but figured I'd ask you too. Do you feel any, like, this is just similar to what I just said, but do you feel any sort of connection to the original incarnation of Vaughn? Do you listen to that? Do you think that it's still Vaughn as it was back in the late 80s, early 90s, or is it a totally new thing? Other than, obviously, you said the thematic stuff is still around, but I mean, musically, is there any sort of connection there?
You know, I've listened to the album that they made back in the 90s, and it's going on 20 years ago now. I mean, the reality is that, like, they formed in 87. That was the year I was born.
Right.
So when I think of it like that, it just kind of tweaks me out a little bit. I feel like I do, because that's this way that I found myself in it. It has something to do with, you know, when I was brought onto the planet, maybe, if there is some sort of mysticism behind it. But I mean, all I can say is that I know Vane is a dark motherfucker. Like, he's a fucking evil guy, and so I think that most people who know Vaughn for just being so dark and evil and just, you know, from the depths of the abyss, then, like, yeah, Vanian definitely had something to do with it, and I think he's still exploring that deep kind of primal rage, you know, that pagan condition. So besides that, I mean, all I know is that he's an angry guy, and it fits with the Vaughn narrative as far as I know, but I don't really know I don't know the guys who were in it originally or anything, and I was
No, I understand. I just want to know what connection if you had any to. Good. All right. So I think Nick wanted to ask you a couple questions, maybe about a couple things about the current album. I'm gonna hand the phone over to him one second.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Sure. Let's see. I guess I have both of you on the line now. This question's for both of you. Let's talk about the new album that you guys are putting out. So I heard that there's going to be a comic book that goes along with it. Is there some sort of connection between the like the concept of the album and the artwork in the comic book or anything like that? I guess, hold on, I'll ask Tony first since you guys can't hear each other.
Yeah. No, I can hear Steve. Yo, Steve, what up?
Can you guys hear? Hold on. I think I was playing on the headphones.
Hear each other, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can hear each other.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah, I mean barely. The only connection is it's just the story is being told, you know, from the get go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now it's come to fruition, like I was saying before, how, you know, I mean, Jade, he made all the artwork for all the previous shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, yo, man, like, you got all these other images, what are you gonna do with them shits, you know?
Yeah.
And so he basically came to fruition of, well, I'm just gonna like make the story,
because
I mean, it's really all it is a story, you know, from front to back, you know. I mean, Satanic Blood was the first fucking record, and a lot of people, you know, when he came out with 7 billion, and then even when we toured last year in Europe, a lot of people expected just that, and it's not just that. It's not that same thing over and over again. It's a progression of the story, and I mean, we all had a gamble every night, like how many people are going to come up to us and say, hey man, it's not what I expected. And then we're like, well, but did you like it? And they're like, well, yeah, it was good, but it's not what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you know, that's the thing, it's progression.
Totally.
You know, and so the comic at this point, you know, just comes out to like he's just, you know, putting out the story in, you know, a visual aspect, you know,
mm-hmm.
something to coincide with what you're hearing.
Totally. That's pretty cool. I mean, like, it's cool when bands do that too. some bands have done that in the past. But yeah, I mean, it's also hard for, like, it seems like a lot of, like, metal kids to get over, like, the stuff that the band did in the very beginning and then, like, compared to the new stuff, you know what I mean? Like, everybody just wants to do, it seems like when a band has, like, a very, like, big legacy in the early days and then they start making new stuff and they want to move on from that, seems like a lot
absolutely. That's transcended through the years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of these things where, you know, a lot of cats, man, when they're fans, they want to hold on to that thing that, you know, it touched them in a specific way. And then when the band, you know, moves on and does something else, suddenly they're a sellout or now they suck or whatever, you know, people say. You know, it's just that isn't the case. It's just like we progress as men, you know, and we have a story to tell. And we're not going to tell the same story, you know. It's like, you could eat the same grilled cheese over and fucking over again, man, but, like, then someone throws a steak out in front of you, the shit good. But then, you know, it's like, oh, fuck, man, that grilled cheese was really good. Well, yeah, that fucking grilled cheese is good. But, you know, I mean, we got other shit to do, you know. We're not just making, you know, the same fucking chocolate cake every fucking day.
Yeah. Totally, I get what you're saying. All
right, should we play the other track?
Did you want to get his opinion on that?
Yeah, Carter, you have anything to say about that? Anything about that? I don't know if you heard any of that.
the Vaughn story. And
yeah, how, yeah, yeah. Anything about that?
Again, I heard a lot of what Tony was saying. He pretty much covered it, but I think, yeah, it's just Daniel's got this story in his head that he's trying to put out in these records, and he's like, I mean, he's got all these fucked up drawings, man, that are just fucking mind blowing. And I think that he's just kind of boiling over with the story, wanting to tell people it's so bad. So it only makes sense that it would come through and, you know, you'd find another medium to try to get it out. Cause I think the point is just to get as many people to hear the story as he can. And once he gets all the records out that tells the story and all the comic book done and all that shit, like, it's up to him what he's going to do with Vaughn after that. But I think right now it's definitely a vessel for the story, for this plot, this the story that he's trying to tell.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, that's awesome. So let me ask you, just what's going on right now? What are you guys doing? You guys on tour right now? You guys about to tour?
No, we're talking about trying to do some touring later in the year. I don't know if there's anything. I don't think there's anything concrete quite yet, but we're trying to set something like that up. And I don't know. We're in Chicago. I'm playing. You know, I got my own bands in here.
Right.
So trying to just keep myself busy, keep playing, and keep the hate alive.
Yes, gotcha. And last thing, just about the album. When does it come out? Who's releasing it? When can we buy it?
Shit. Yeah, it's coming. I think it's coming out in March, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, March.
But I'm not sure who's putting it out, although I'm sure it'll be available through, like, the Vaughn website, like riseofvaughn.com or whatever. I'm sure you'll be able to get it from the store there. But as for that, yeah, you should ask coming.
Yeah, we'll put all that info up on the website and everything. I just wanted to see.
Definitely.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, now is just the preview. You're getting each track off the album, and you're getting B sides too. But then when the album comes out, you just get the fucking album. You know, I mean, like
totally.
We tried to play San Fran back in 2012, and fucking promoter guy punked us. So shit. You know, I mean, hey, anybody that's straight up, we'll play a show. You know, I'm, you know what I'll say? I'm tired of this fucking regime with these motherfuckers where they just want to fucking charge all these kids that want to come out. You know, like, the fans want to come out and see the show. We're going to show up and play the motherfucking show, right? But then they don't want to pay us. They just want to rape all those motherfuckers and take their fucking cash, and then they don't want to fuck with us. It's like, all we ask for is a case of water and some paper. I know you're getting paper. We just want waters, man. Like, what the fuck?
Totally.
You know, it's like, anybody that wants to fuck with us, fuck with us, because you're gonna get a motherfucking show. We show up and we do what we do, no matter what. Even when we played London, you know, they wanted to can the show because the other fucking band couldn't show up because of their visas or whatever the shit was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, yo, we got a fucking hour ready to go. We'll play a 90. We'll play 2 hours. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They want to shut down the show. So the promoter told the motherfuckers, oh, well, you know, we're gonna shut down the show. So we had as many people in the club as were outside standing in front of the front fucking door because they thought the show was canceled. It's like, that shit's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just it, come on, man. Like, what's up with these motherfuckers, man? You want to fuck with us, then fuck with us. Otherwise, it's just like, come on, man. Like, you're just screwing the fans. The fans want to see it. So at the end of the day, the fans that want to see it, the cats that want to come out and see a real show, rise up and knock those motherfuckers out. Because seriously, man,
those are the
motherfuckers raping everybody. How many times you gone to a show, you paid $30 for a fucking ticket, and it was lackluster because you got screwed.
Yeah.
You know, that ain't how we roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's just the thing with this shit. It's just like, you know, people want to see, they want to see talent. So you gotta help the talent. You got to help the people coming out. Everyone's pockets get filled. You know, everyone has a good time. It's just this new regime of shit happening nowadays. That shit bullshit, man. I mean, seriously.
It's about different things now, it seems like.
Yeah, it's just...
Totally, man. Well, we hope you guys can come out to SF soon. I mean, we would love to see you.
Hey, we'd love to come out, man. That's Jay's stomping grounds, man. I mean, we
totally.
Want to fucking play San Fran, man. I love the fucking city, man. Love it.
Legit. Well, dudes, thanks for talking with us. We're going to play The Mother right now.
Yeah.
Or not The Mother. It's just called Mother. There was The Calling, and now there's Mother. Cool. All right, man. Well, thanks for talking with us. And
Thanks a lot, guys.
Here's a new track off of the same album, Birth of the Architects, on Cult of Riffs. Thanks for listening, guys. Vaughn on Cult of Riffs. Thanks. Thanks for listening to Cult of Riffs. Thanks for listening to the Vaughn interview. Stay tuned next week for our top 10 favorite albums of the year. And we're going to be playing one track from each album. And we'll probably play some other favorites, some tracks. Honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Some other shit. But we'll have that entire list for you. We'll post it on the internet. We'll have all that. So yeah, next week should be a sweet show. And thanks to Vaughn. Thanks to Tony and Carter. Great dudes. Check out Vaughn if you missed the interview.